Well, this fall, the Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall will be launching their new season, which is filled with very exciting and cutting-edge performances. Mervon Mehta has been the Executive Director of Performing Arts for the RCM and Kerner Hall since 2009, and he joins us this morning to unveil a few highlights from this forthcoming season. Good morning, Mervon, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Morning.
Good morning, ladies.
So looking at your brochure is quite dizzying, and I say this in the best possible of ways. What an array of different musics are on the horizon, classical to world, jazz, pop, and beyond. Can you give us some highlights of what Toronto audiences can expect?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. And 15 years later, since we opened the doors.
Amazing.
To Kerner
Hall. That is unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we have our, you know, always new season with lots of new artists, some old friends, but we do like to mix it up. And so I would say probably 40-50% of what we offer is can be termed quote unquote classical. And then the rest is jazz and pop and global music and some dance and some choral work. And that's always what we've done, and to make it as diverse as possible. Someone asked me about, you know, a number of BIPOC concerts, a number of women concerts, a number of Canadians, and we have very high percentages of all that, but always at a great level. We never kind of book things depending on what slot they fill into. We just book things that we think are good.
That's what makes Kerner Hall so world-class, is that diversity, I think. Mm-hmm.
It's what makes it really fun. Mm-hmm. So every day is different.
I'm so excited about this new commission with Andrew Balfour. Tell us about that.
Well, Andrew Balfour is someone I've just recently gotten to know in the last year. Indigenous composer from Winnipeg. He was one of the '60s swoop kids back then. So difficult upbringing, difficult life, and it's an amazing story. He was swooped from his home and put into the home of a white family in Winnipeg as a child, where he learned to read and write music and play the piano. Then, in his teens, he kind of rebelled and was trying to find his people and find his identity, and got into a little bit of trouble, as many people do because of what happened to them. Ended up incarcerated, where he founded a choir.
Oh,
because
fantastic.
He was the guy who could play the piano.
That's amazing.
So this was 40 years ago, 30 years ago. The choir still exists in Winnipeg.
Great.
But he's become one of Canada's great choir composers, Juno nominated last year. So he's going to be kind of the centerpiece of a truth and reconciliation event that we
it's a great idea.
Hold every year on the day of the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. So we've commissioned a piece for him, but the concert also includes Zoe Roy, who's a young spoken word poet. She's going to host the event, and a bunch of other things. And it's not a celebratory concert. We're not celebrating the fact that, you know, we have this legacy of residents of schools. It's really a kind of a reckoning concert. We did it last year, and we had Thompson Highway and Ian Cousin wrote a piece for us. So it starts with some prayer. It starts with a residential school survivor story, and then a lot of music. And there's some jingle dress dancers, and there's some hand drum traditional Indigenous music.
Nice.
And then we end with this great hope that Andrew is writing for us to look to the future.
So an all-inclusiveness.
Yeah.
Speaking of vocal things, we at the station here play often and
in
love with Chanticleer or Chanticleer. Mm-hmm. And we saw with great excitement that they're coming as well. Just a few words about that concert.
This is a group, and we've done a lot of choral groups, a cappella or not. And somehow, I'm not sure why, we've never had Chanticleer, and they kind of begged us to bring them this year.
They're from San Francisco, right?
From San Francisco. Yeah. They've known about Kerner Hall for a long time, and a lot of their fellow choirs, like the King Singers, et cetera, have sung with us. And so I just decided to right a wrong and bring them for the first time.
Well done. It's a good choice.
Excellent.
Also, can I mention one other vocal concert?
Please.
And that is a young Canadian whose name is probably not very well known. Her name is Emma Nikolovska. She was a violinist at the Glenville School.
I have heard of her a lot through Barry Schiffman.
Okay, well, she was a violinist at the Glenville School as a teenager.
Yes.
Went to London to study at the Guildhall School, and she'd always kind of sung on the side, and she decided to kind of drop the violin and go full vocal. And she's now one of the real great rising stars in all over Europe. She's living in Berlin. She's playing with Barenboim.
Didn't she just sing at Wigmore Hall,
she
too, last year?
Wigmore Hall.
Yeah. Fantastic.
She's 20-something. I can't remember what.
Incredible.
And so we decided to bring her back home. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, to Toronto, her home, but Kerner Hall, her home. Mm-hmm. And paired her up with Charles Richard-Amelin, who's the Chopin medalist.
Of course.
To do her first big recital in Toronto.
What so a pairing.
We're quite excited for her and for the audience to hear this voice.
Yeah.
And you've got Berlin and Philly Orchestra.
I was just going
to say. Barenboim and Nizitagan. Good Lord.
Well, so here's the thing.
Powerhouses.
We went on sale for our core classical concerts a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Andras Schiff almost sold out. Berlin Staatskapelle almost sold out. Philly Orchestra with Yannick almost sold
out already.
Yeah, already. So we're going on sale to our subscriptions for the whole season tomorrow, but right. The classical stuff, we kind of did a little sneak preview.
Sure.
So many, many things are sold. What we've just announced new is Hilary Hahn as a recital.
We love Hilary Hahn.
And we've just announced our whole 21C Festival, which is our contemporary music.
Ah, yes, this is interesting. Yeah, let's talk about that.
A little jazz in there by Brad Meldow,
right?
Well, yeah, you think Brad Meldow must be jazz. Although, Brad is playing a new commission that we've commissioned with Carnegie Hall and Stanford Live and I think Wigmore as well.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It's a 30-minute solo piano piece based on Ravel, Rameau.
That is stunning.
Debussy. It's very French impressionistic music, but it's Brad Meldow. So it's going to be
some fusion
hands,
of sorts, right?
Hands of Brad Meldow.
Yeah.
But many people remember a few years ago he did a Bach project where he played straight Bach and then he did improvisations on Bach that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a little similar. He's not playing straight Rameau, but it's all kind of French impressionist, but through the mind of this, you know, real genius jazz pianist.
What will Lara St. John be doing?
Lara's coming to us with a solo violin project. It's going to be in our smaller hall, our Mazzolini Hall.
Which
all women composers, many of them commissioned by Lara.
Good for her.
It's going to be her and her fiddle on stage. That's
fantastic.
That.
Yeah. That'll be so nice to hear.
Excellent. What a season. What a celebratory season, huh?
My goodness.
Well, we're excited. And I'm going to give myself a plug because we have another concert with Bridget Kibbe, who's a great, great harpist, who also probably not well known in Toronto, but she's been known. She wouldn't say this of herself, but she's been named the Yo-Yo Ma of the harp.
Awesome.
She's extraordinary harpist, and she came up with an amazing program that needed a narrator. So I'm going to narrate Edgar Allan Poe's Masque of the Red Death, and then she and a quartet, the Calidor Quartet, are going to play the André Caplet version of Masque of the Red Death, which is from the 20s.
Fantastic.
But it's, the rest of the program is all brand new, including a world premiere.
Okay. And I just want to ask you another question, and that is, Audie and I both commented on this morning, Kronos Quartet Farewell?
Yes, please elaborate on that.
Well, they are discontinuing their touring after 50 years, believe it or not, 50 years on the road.
I guess they're entitled to.
Sure.
I mean, the three main guys, they have a new cellist this year, but the three main guys have been at it on the road for 50 years.
Amazing.
So they're going to still do a few things in San Francisco, their home, but this is it for touring.
And well, so they say. Remember Leontine Price gave the farewell to the farewell to the farewell concert?
There have been those that, you know, this year's annual farewell tour.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
I think for Kronos, this will be it. They're still going to do some recording projects, but, you know, it's on the road, and it's the packing the suitcase and putting the cello in the seat and you know, all
and
that
it's
stuff.
It's lonely, too.
Yeah.
No matter. Mervon, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. There's so much to do, so much to see.
The diversity is incredible.
Go to rcmusic.com. Everything is there. It's very, very easy to see, find, and it's very clear. And what a season, unlike anything.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking with Executive Director of Performing Arts at Kerner Hall and the RCM, Mervon Mehta. For tickets, go to rcmusic.com. Subscriptions go on sale tomorrow, and tickets are on sale next Friday. But if you're already a subscriber, you can get them right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.